Blackstone Audio presents How to Change a Life by Stacey Ballas. This book is read by Laura Jennings. For my grandmother, Johnny, who taught me that every meal is an opportunity to demonstrate love and care, that every dish is a creative expression, that the making of a meal is a passionate artistic endeavor. She taught me to own my culinary mistakes as much as I celebrate my successes and, as we discovered together, that the lemon cake is just as delicious even if it has completely fallen apart under its own weight. Everything I cook is seasoned with her love, and I will be ever mindful of all the lessons she had to teach me. She is both deeply missed and deeply present every day, in loving memory. September 1991. When the bell rings, we all shuffle inside the large corner classroom on the first floor in the old building of Lincoln Park High School. 26 spotty, nervous, and hormonal freshmen, with quickly fading memories of being the older, cool kids just 3 months ago at our various elementary schools, thrust into the lowest level of the social totem pole. Funny what a difference a summer makes. Some of us have grown new boobs, gained an inch or two. Voices have deepened, skin has erupted in angry red pimples, braces have been removed, revealing straighter smiles, or added, with annoying and embarrassing accessories like rubber bands that fly into the world of their own accord at inopportune moments, or headgear that makes us look like we're eating television components. We've gained weight or lost it, gotten chic haircuts or mortifying ones. Some are hoping for a clean slate do-over.